According to Peanuts creator Charles Schulz, all you need is love, but a little chocolate now and then doesn't hurt. Wisconsin classical musicians would add that a live concert is almost as tasty and is definitely kinder to your waistline. You're in luck if you live in Wausau or Rice Lake, because you can take in a performance this afternoon. The Wausau Symphonic Band will be at the First Presbyterian Church at 4 o'clock with a number of works by American composers, including the world premiere of James Kuzmik's Beyond the Skies, Revelations Unfold. Look for the complete program at wausausymphonyband.org. Also at 4 o'clock, the Red Cedar Symphony's homegrown concert highlights individual sections of the orchestra with a string quartet, wind quintet, and the Sub-Zero Brass Quintet, filling Bethany Lutheran Church with everything from Schubert's Death and the Maiden to Fireflies by Owl City. For details on this and the full orchestra concerts at the end of March, go to redcedarsymphony.org. Hometown heroes and other brave souls are the focus of the Civic Symphony of Green Bay's Meyer Theater concert this Saturday. And stirring brass fanfares will feature prominently throughout the evening, as they do in Morton Gould's American Salute. Based on When Johnny Comes Marching Home, no doubt it lifted spirits at its 1943 premiere, and the UW-Milwaukee Youth Wind Ensemble used it to open their concerts on their 1997 European tour.
Thank you.
American Salute by Morton Gould. Thomas Dvorak conducting the UW-Milwaukee Youth Wind Ensemble at the Dachstein Tauernhalle in Schladming, Austria. Recording by Tonstudio Amos of Switzerland. In addition to the Heroes Battling for Freedom concert, there will be a supper at the symphony event beforehand. So make your plans at gbcivic.org. The Menominee Falls Symphony Orchestra has a dinner concert on Saturday as well, featuring Milwaukee Chanteux's Robin Fleur for a lover's night in Paris at the Silver Spring Country Club. Adding some warmth to our freezing February is a memory from Green Lake's Thrasher Opera House. The daisy closes its petals as evening shadows fall. Open thy heart as a flower opens to the sun. Bizet's colorful 1860 setting of verses by Louis de Lattre could have been written on Carmen's fan. Here, mezzo-soprano Mimi Johnson is joined by pianist Stephen Altop. Love song with more than a little Spanish flavor, Open Thy Heart by Georges Bizet. Mimi Johnson and Stephen Altop at the Green Lake Festival of Music, July 24th, 2009. Recorded by Riley Eisnagel of Thin Ice Productions. You'll find details on the Menominee Falls Symphony Concert and the buffet dinner menu at mfso.net. In just a moment, excerpts from a Mussorgsky masterpiece. I'm Lori Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. This weekend, the Madison Symphony Orchestra welcomes two old friends and one extremely popular art collection. Violinist and audience favorite James Ennis has the solo spotlight in the Brahms Concerto, and the orchestra lights another candle on Wisconsin composer John Harbison's 80th birthday cake with their performance of the most often used chords. This premiered in Los Angeles in 1993, but is based on a printed Italian guide to chord progressions that Harbison encountered in the late 80s. According to the composer, the piece expresses, quote, my pleasure in rediscovering these simple patterns and my enjoyment of the irresistible restricted vocabularies they proposed. The most often used chords is essentially a work of play, taking place in a realm where free fantasy and simple theory meet and find they can harmonize with each other, unquote. The concert ends with Ravel's orchestration of Mussorgsky's brilliant Pictures at an Exhibition, inspired by some 400 drawings and paintings of Russian architect Victor Hartmann after his death in 1873. Mussorgsky completed the original piano suite the following year, after wrapping up work on Boris Godunov, his only completed opera. I say completed. In fact, this work exists in two versions, as well as having a great deal of alternate material. It's rare to hear it uncut in either of Mussorgsky's chosen settings. Some productions have even combined parts of the two. But despite other composers' attempts to revise the work, audiences seem to prefer the raw power in Mussorgsky's own scenes. For the season finale in 2010, bass baritone Dean Peterson was center stage as the Russian who reigned as Tsar from 1598 to 1605, along with the Madison Symphony Orchestra and chorus under the direction of John Demain.
Thank you. Oh, Fecelo.
Thank you.
John Demain conducting the Madison Symphony Orchestra and Chorus in excerpts from Mussorgsky's opera Boris Godunov, with bass baritone Dean Peterson in the title role, part of the all-Russian season finale in Overture Hall in April of 2010, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. You can learn about this weekend's grand celebrations with the music of Mussorgsky, Brahms, and John Harbison, as well as organist Chelsea Chen's solo recital on February 19th at madisonsymphony.org. Look for other Wisconsin classical heroes or musical hearts on sleeves at our interactive website, wpr.org/events. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.